This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We don't quite know yet what 2023 is going to bring, but the U.S. Department of Energy says more solar power is in the offing. The Energy Information Administration is forecasting more than half of the new capacity that will be added to the electricity grid this year will be solar, and battery capacity, which you got to have to store the energy generated by solar and wind, is on track to more than double this year. Marketplace's Samantha Fields has that one.
For a long time, wind was proliferating much more quickly in the U.S. than solar. But Joshua Rhodes at the University of Texas at Austin says not anymore.
While wind continues to get built across the U.S., its pace has slowed down, whereas solar has started to ramp up. It kind of feels like solar is where wind was about 7 or 8 years ago.
Why? Well, for one, Rhodes says solar has finally gotten cheaper.
Wind was often the cheapest thing to do over the past decade, but solar appears to be taking that mantle.
In addition to that,
a lot of the best locations for wind have essentially already been taken.
Tyler Hodge is at the Energy Information Administration.
Now there's more incentive and more availability of locations to build new solar projects.
Demand for solar has also been rising from all kinds of customers, says Abigail Ross Harper at the Solar Energy Industries Association.
Homeowners that want to put it on their roofs.
Businesses that want to put up solar panels to save money.
And then utilities. Utilities are a huge source of demand. And obviously, you know, the customers of utilities are demanding it. And so utilities are procuring it.
It's not just demand for solar panels and clean energy that's growing. Demand for better batteries to store that solar energy to use later is growing too. And Dan Kamen at the University of California, Berkeley, says the technology is catching up.
Because of all the interest in storage now and interest in going green, we're now seeing long-duration batteries starting to enter the market.
And he says that is maybe the most exciting development.
Solar is now unambiguously the cheapest new form of energy you can put on the grid. And we can just ramp that way up, but it becomes massively more effective when we ramp up storage.
This year, we're likely to see both. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.